by your art, my dearest father. You have put the wild waters in this roar. Allay them. The sky, it seems, would pour down stinking pitch, but that the sea, mounting to the welkin's cheek, dashes the fire out. Oh, I have suffered with those that I saw suffer. A brave vessel who had, no doubt, some noble creature in her, dashed all to pieces. Oh, the cry did knock against my very heart. Poor souls, they perished. Had I been any god of power, I would have sunk the sea within the earth, or ere it should, the good ship so have swallowed, and the frauding souls within her.
Be collected, no more amazement. Tell your piteous heart, there's no harm done.
Oh, woe the day.
No harm. I have done nothing but in care of thee. Of thee, my dear one. Thee, my daughter, who art ignorant of what thou art, not knowing of whence I am, nor that I am more better than Prospero, master of a full poor cell, and thy no greater father.
Mortimer did never meddle with my thoughts.
'Tis time I should inform thee, father. Lend thy hand and pluck my magic garment from me. So, lie there, my art. Wipe thou thine eyes.